Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Young, watched by Butler, gets around him, goes right to the basket, and an easy layup. No defense again at all, Ruth, by Miami. None of that. That's Olay stuff. Down by six, certainly not out of the realm of possibility with 59 seconds left to go. Inbound to Jimmy Butler. Butler goes inside, back to Robinson. They let him go by. Jump shot good from downtown. There you go. Down by three now with 54.7 left to go. The Heat need a stop. Butler across to Robinson. Back to Butler for three. Got it! Ties it at 117 with 29.8 left to go. Oh my goodness, are they going to pull a wabbit out of their hat here tonight? Bam at the left corner, hands it to Robinson for three. Make that nine! 10 is the franchise record. He got a chance to do that here tonight, which would be magnificent for the young man. Robinson in the corner, back to Bam. Bam's going to go to the basket, and a two-hand jam. A nice play, Robinson. Everyone looked at Robinson to get that pass, and Bam said, ha-ha, faked you, right to the rim.
Yeah, great job, because he's been so hot from three.
Butler down the floor for Robinson. Robinson, alley-oop, and there's airplane mode. Derrick Jones Jr. as Trae Young walks to the bench to sit down. Miami now up by seven here in overtime. Robinson ducks it down to Bam. Bam. Oh, little show and go. Finger roll. Got it and fouled. How about that point guard Bam with a little show and go behind the back. Butler. That Young going to take him down into the hole. Kicks it out to Robinson. A quick three. Got it! Tying the franchise high. 10 trays for Duncan Robinson. Miami ends this ball game on one whale of a run going back to the fourth quarter until now. And they come away in overtime with a 135-121 win over the Atlanta Hawks.
Beautiful montage, Robbie. A beautiful montage to start today's show. The Heat remain undefeated at home. Another overtime victory where they were basically messing around for 46 minutes and then business picked up.
And Trae Young said it was over.
And Trae Young said it was over.
That was funny.
And Jimmy Butler mocked him relentlessly on Instagram.
You got to, at that point, you just eat it, right?
Yep.
Like, there's no comeback. There's no, we've all ran our mobs a little bit too much. You know, no need to get sensitive.
Just as many Diaz.
I've never run my mouth too much.
Really? You ate a street bird.
You know, say what you want. You can say what you want about the Yelich thing. You can say about what you want about the wrongness we've had on this show. But don't any of you forget. And don't let anybody ever tell you otherwise.
That you said we dodged a bullet when we didn't get Jimmy Butler last year?
May have. And I told you yesterday how kind of that was right also, because it's perfect that it happened now.
Wow.
But Leroy, don't let anybody tell you otherwise. The first radio program that was on Bam Adebayo and that was on Duncan Robinson was this very radio show. And look at him now, Leroy. Yeah. Look at him now.
Young Rosebud.
You also said 67 wins.
That's right. I was mocked. My co-host walked out of this studio.
Yeah.
One of them walked out of this building. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I am so happy with this team. They are so much fun. I am enjoying this year tremendously, Leroy. Hot damn. Hot bam.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a Radio.com sports station.
So what do you, which Heat player do you want me to start with first?
I mean, all of them. Wherever you want to go, Robbie, it is your Millennium Falcon. You steer it where you please.
Well, the Heat did win in overtime. A miracle cover, by the way, for the Miami Heat. Bad beat if you had the Atlanta Hawks plus +9 because they were up by 6 with a minute to go, getting 9 points, and then the Heat come back and force overtime, and they whooped them in the overtime. I believe they started off like on a 15-0 run to start the overtime, and it was like a 22 run overall going back into the fourth quarter after being down 6. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous. But yeah, lots of big game. Kendrick Nunn, 36 points,
right.
1 point away from the Heat rookie record.
I know, and I was a little mad at him at the end of the game because I thought that they should have tried and forced it to Duncan Robinson to try and get the 11-3, and Kendrick Nunn instead decided to go for his record, which was the rookie scoring record in a 40-point game, and he airballed the three.
Yeah. I mean, it was weird that, I mean, when you look at that game, it didn't seem like, yeah, it should be a TCB game, but all of the two triple-doubles, somebody making 10 threes.
Yep.
Somebody almost breaking the rookie scoring record all in one game. You know what that has to do with, right? Because as I scanned down the bench, there was a few active non-participants giving others more minutes. I'm not going to mention
minus one.
Whoa. I was going to say JJ and Philly Cheese.
Philly Cheese weren't
about?
On the bench because they're quote unquote
sick. Okay.
Isn't it like, all right, can I just say, really, James Johnson's sick? Like, out of all the people that got Philly Cheese's sickness and he's been out of the building, all of a sudden, James Johnson is sick? Huh? Whatever, man. You know what? That's a B problem. Right now, let's focus on the A issue, which is the Heat are awesome. A for awesome. What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah, also contributing. We mentioned Kendrick Nunn with 36. Duncan Robinson with 34. 10 of 14 from downtown.
He is swaggering. Did you think Duncan Robinson had swagger? He's got swagger.
He's now, don't take this the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But he's kind of a goofball, right?
He's not like
Tyler Hero. Like, Tyler Hero exudes cool and you know whatever.
Well, he's a whippersnapper.
No, he's not that much older.
He's 5 years older than him.
Really? Duncan's what, 24?
Yeah.
He's still young. But Duncan Robinson, when I say the epitome of cool, you don't go.
He's 25.
Huh?
He's 25.
Still, when I say the epitome of cool, Duncan Robinson is not the first name that comes to mind, right?
I think he's cool.
You would.
I think he's cool.
You would.
You know what I think is cool?
Sure, you're not from Boston?
No. God, no. You know what I do think is cool?
What?
Never missing threes.
Oh, my goodness. Like, when he missed, it was like, oh, man.
Yeah, but he only seems to miss when he bleeps around.
Yes.
He's going to be like, let's try this one from 35. Let's just see what happens.
Oh, it was crazy. Like, I turn on the text machine. You ready?
Yeah.
One of the first texts. Jimmy Butler, this is 8 hours ago. The man cannot shoot.
Well, he was having a bad game shooting.
Especially the free throw line, too.
But he's like, you don't ever consider him as a guy who's just going to fill it up from outside, no, right? He's going to get his points, but he's more of a, like.
You said this last week. And Dwayne Wade was famous for saying this throughout his career. Dwayne Wade said he's a shot maker. He's
right,
not a shooter.
Right. Like, and there's something about guys who you don't put a necessary skill, you necessarily put a skill on their name. When that moment hits, they're able to succeed. So you can say what you want about Jimmy Butler can't shoot. Jimmy Butler can't do this. Jimmy Butler can't do that. He gets that opportunity to make that three at the end, and it was like he was 8 for 9. I can't believe he missed that little free throw. I thought that game was over. When he got that open of a shot.
It was good luck.
Whoa, you never get an open shot like that from the foul line.
That's the second time now that he has missed the winner in regulation, and then the Heat have come and wrecked shop in overtime.
But you know, that like most people think, oh, I want this guy with the ball at the end of the game to have the last shot. And for the most part, people aren't real successful at that.
No, but I mean, like, man, it went in and out. Like, it's
it was a good shot.
He got a great look at it.
You don't listen to win a game with 3 seconds left. You never get a shot that open.
Nope,
never.
What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah, you also had Bam Adebayo, 30-point triple double. Jimmy Butler also triple double. It'll be the first time two players from the Heat instead of have a triple double in the same game,
man. Which is weird because when you think of how efficient the big three were.
I know.
You think of how efficient they were. That, and Jimmy Butler had 18 rebounds.
This would be a great game for sexy stats.
18 rebounds.
If you guys are still doing sexy stats, this would be a great game for it.
Nah, I don't think that's going to. By the way, 18 rebounds.
You're sexy enough, Robbie, the way you read it.
And by the way, genius, lost in all the box scores, the genius move by Spoelstra. Tyler Hero, the hero from Sunday, making all those threes, not having the best of game. So what does he do? He brings in Derrick Jones Jr. to cover Trae Young, who was balling for the first three quarters, and then I believe Trae Young only had 2 points in the fourth quarter in overtime.
Derrick Jones Jr. serves a purpose, man. Like and he's another one. Like, you just look it up and down the roster of guys they've developed. This guy was literally just a dunking machine. And now you throw him out on the wing, him and Bam Adebayo, and good luck to the guards for getting past them. Good luck. Good luck. You have to get through two pterodactyls.
Ooh, we got Debbie Downer.
I don't want to hear it, man.
No?
I don't want to hear it. Let me ask you something. At this point of the start, with the start of the Heat season, this point, what could you possibly be down about?
Okay, not down. I said Debbie Downer.
Okay, go ahead.
Beat the Lakers Friday night, and I'll get excited. Right now, they beat teams that are very beatable.
You know what, sir? You're probably the same loser who buys Steph Curry jerseys for his kid. You just like to be on the bandwagon. So, trust me, you can bring the Washed King down here, and I'll bring my squeaky toy, all right? He is getting an ass kicking come Friday night. Trust me, he'll get his. He'll get his. But don't you don't want to be part of the party right now? You know, this party's not cool enough for you? Guess what? Hit the bricks, because when you come to my velvet rope come Friday night, I ain't letting you in the club. You're banned. Congratulations, sir. Go be a Hawks fan, all right? Or Orlando, if you don't want to drive up that far. You, sir, what's his number? I'm going to put out his number. Everybody can text this guy.
Come on.
All right, fine. That's probably illegal. But yeah. You want to know something?
Who are you, Hank Goldberg?
Guess what, sir? You're banned. Go to hell.
Oh, beat the Lakers on Friday.
Okay, great. Thanks.
I'm only going to believe in the Heat if they beat the best team in the NBA. I don't recall that Bucks win.
You dope. You sound like a Wookiee. By far, one of my favorite parts of last night was Star Wars impression game that the Heat did.
Oh.
When all the players went up and had to do Star Wars characters. Hilarious. Myers Leonard crushed it.
Because he did the Wookiee, right?
Oh, he did everything.
Listen.
He did everything.
Now, Star Wars Night was awesome last night, just watching the game and then, you know, just the whole feel of Star Wars Night on TV. But I have a feeling the Lakers would have been a perfect game for Star Wars Night. They literally got the evil empire coming into town. However, you may be worried about LeBron. You know, he's burned the Heat before. He could sit out. You can't have Star Wars Night without Darth Vader. So you can't take the risk of having Star Wars Night and LeBron not playing.
By the way.
Oh, by the way, this guy is texting in. He's responding.
There you go.
He says, my son is a cycly jersey. Shut up. What is your son, 42?
Wait, man.
Did they sell jerseys back when cycly played?
Jerseys?
Hit the bricks, sir. Oh, they only beat beatable teams. Yeah. They didn't hand Toronto their first loss at home. They didn't beat Brooklyn, who was the hottest team in the NBA. None of this stuff happened, sir. You know what? You're nothing but an ostrich. Just keep your head right there in the sand.
Hey, question.
Eat it on up.
Why, when you have Trae Young in the game?
What? Yeah, they had a possession where they didn't have Trae Young.
They
the
took
game.
Him out for defense, for offense, offense for defense, and then he got stuck on the sideline for like the last
I don't know. I always feel like look, man, that happened to Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich got cute with that stuff.
Did it with Duncan. Duncan.
With Duncan, right.
People get too cute with that stuff.
All right.
I tell you what, though. He's tiny. I was watching him warm up.
He looks small.
I was watching him warm up yesterday. I was like, oh, my.
By the way, I got distracted by the TV, but it has to do with what we're talking about. Kendrick Nunn and Duncan Robinson, first pair of undrafted teammates to score 30 points plus in the same game.
Wow. Really? That's so cool.
And if you had to guess what team that would happen for, if you would say San Antonio, it would be two Europeans.
Yeah.
But any other team, it would be the Heat, right? Because
Manu Ginobili was almost undrafted. He was like the second to last pick in the draft.
Right,
same
but
with Parker.
That's what I'm saying. If you think about what other team would happen, it would be two Europeans that play for San Antonio. But other than that, it'd be the Heat, because the Heat, that's what they do, and then trade them. I'm more than sure you've already started working the. You're like 790s Andy Ellisberg.
I don't know what that means.
You know what that means.
I don't know
Stop.
What that means. That I means love, you, this is my favorite Heat team. This is eclipsing the 0304 team. So much fun. They're so much fun. Right. And they love each other.
Uh-oh, somebody said South Beach flu Laker won't count. Win won't count.
Is that a Laker fan?
I don't know.
Who's saying that they...
I don't know. He's using your tactics against you.
Nah.
Look, we can already... I'm going to say that the Dallas game is a scheduled loss. But if they win this... If they kick the Lakers' ass on Friday, nobody's going to care.
LeBron's
they lost to Dallas.
LeBron's 40. You think LeBron's still going out to South Beach?
Right, exactly.
They're in Orlando tonight, and then they have a day off between Orlando and Miami. A short flight from Orlando to Miami, and they have a full day off afterwards. I'm telling you.
Well, they might go tonight. No, they.
Yeah, they have plenty
they
of time
tonight,
after the game. They play tonight in Orlando,
and then play Friday.
The only guys who should be going out to the club on that team are Anthony Davis and Kuzma. Everybody else is 100,
pretty much.
Well, JaVale McGee is going to go to the club forever.
Frankel.
Oh yeah. Oh, Frankel's definitely going to like a bar. He's trying to pick up some chicks. He's just like,
no, he's gonna go to Boca though, right?
That's too far. He'll probably
he's gonna give Lane a call.
Yeah,
Lane, what's your spots? What's your spots, Lane?
Can I use your house since you're not using it?
Let's get to 50 minutes of Heat. We'll roll on. We'll get you some locker room sound from the Heat victory last night. It's another great victory day here on the show. We got a lot to get to. Adam Beasley's going to join us later on today.
Yeah.
We'll talk some Dolphins with him. Always love having Bees on the show. There's some rumblings out there from New England. Some people have some ideas of where Tom Brady should land next season, and they may involve down here.
Are you serious?
I'm just saying. Tea leaves.
I want to fight.
Somebody was playing throwing
now,
it out there Tuesday yesterday.
It
wasn't us.
Tuesday. I'm just saying. Don't shoot the messenger, Leroy.
I want to fight somebody.
Robbie's
now.
Prospect power rankings are also coming up today, but
yeah.
We will come up with 15 minutes of Heat next. 15 minutes of Heat brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selections of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today.
Ooh, boy, I almost made a mistake. I was looking at this liner.
Yeah.
Got a little touchy there. Could have been a slight problem. Oh, by the way, we just talked about the Heat. But I had a bird of prey swoop down and kind of size Oreo up yesterday.
Whoa.
I was sitting in the jacuzzi and Oreo was laying down, right? So I guess the buzzers thought that he was dead. And it just did a fly.
Shouldn't vultures be better experts at that?
Telling if somebody's dead?
Yeah.
He was laying down.
That's all they do is eat dead animals.
He was laying down. And he did the swoop down. And then they sat on the roof of my house.
Hoping that he'd die?
Yeah, I don't know. But I had to go. I had to get out of the pool and tell Oreo to go inside.
Vulture's a coward bird. Like if you know,
and they're hideous.
Yeah, oh, they're ugly as all hell. But like you know what? If you're so hungry for something, go kill it.
Yeah, they don't kill like
a scavenger.
They literally eat like you, street meat.
I don't know why that's got to be me, man. Why don't call me a scavenger?
Did you or did you not eat a crow?
I did.
Okay.
But I was paying
a bet. Can I go?
I was honoring a wager.
Can I go to Morton's and order crow?
No.
Okay.
Speaking of honoring wagers, yesterday the Heat, they beat the Atlanta Hawks. Texter writes in, very close to being a true loss. Insane they went on a 22-0 run. You're right, except there's no almost TLs. There's only TLs and TWs. And last night, not a TL. It was just a W. Enjoy that. TCB. But yeah. One of the underlying stories in all the chaos yesterday, Leroy, was Bam Adebayo, first career triple-double, career high in scoring yesterday, but also for the second straight game, took himself a three-pointer. Now he missed.
Has he made one yet?
He did get fouled. I believe he did make one this year, yes.
Okay.
They didn't call it, though.
They didn't call it. However, since they didn't call it, that's a three-point attempt. And that means that Jimmy Butler owes him $500.
Right.
So I went up to Bam yesterday in the locker room, said, hey, man, what's up with his money?
Money on the plus side of his butt.
Yeah. Hey, bro. Tell him, bring me my money.
He whispered it, though. He whispered it. He sounded like JB Smooth. Bring me my money.
Here is now we asked Jimmy about this after the game on where things stand with the money and whatnot. Jimmy's in a little bit of denial. I think Jimmy is immediately regretting this $500 thing
that's $40K
that he regretted.
That's $40K.
This is his idea, and I don't think he's liking it so far.
It's really like a pop in the offense, take a three. Does seem like three.
Did he take it three tonight?
Yeah, he did.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's plus nine.
I gotta see it. It's working. I don't remember.
Like, it seems like it's working. Like whatever motivating tactics you're using.
I don't remember that play. Mother.
What is the tab? Like, what does everybody have to pay up on? Is this a season thing?
Yeah, it's a seasonal thing. He really shot a three?
Yes, he did.
I think his foot was on the line.
No. You could argue he got fouled. They didn't call it, so it shouldn't count. The attempt is in the books. Yes.
Damn it, Bam.
You know, you're the one who set the terms.
I know, but now he actually be going out there shooting threes. We got to talk to Spo. He shouldn't do that.
This team is so much fun. They are fun.
Well,
I've never been in a losing locker room this year, so I don't know what that sounds like.
Here's what I'll say. We all know that there's going to be a period in time where this is going to help them, right? Because there's going to be a point in time where one of the cool things about when I played on a successful team is when you hit those ruts or you hit those games where guys just played horrible, you can hold each other accountable and nobody gets hurt feelings.
Right.
And you can correct it that much easier. And so from that standpoint, I'm interested to see because, look, Jimmy Butler's the alpha. He leads by example, but he also...
Well, he wasn't. That was a fun moment from yesterday's media session, which mostly everybody was a party. Jimmy wasn't that happy,
right?
He's like, it's great, it's a cool stat game, but to be honest with you, we shouldn't have been in a dogfight with them. We shouldn't be letting them score well. Now,
they
were insane from 3 points.
Right. Now my question is, what do you do about that? Like, because Derrick when Jones a team Jr. gets really hot from three and everybody's like, oh, defend the three. Yeah, man, but sometimes, like for example,
they hit
Duncan was pulling up from 35.
Yeah.
What do you do about that?
Yeah, Trae Young hit one like 40 feet.
Right.
I kind of blame Duncan Robinson for why it turned into such a shootout because they were already like, oh boy. Because he comes out and he hits four. Bang, 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 bang. And so then if you're the Hawks, you're just like, all right, I guess we're shooting threes all night.
Because they're not good at it.
But the only problem is it just dried up immediately for the Heat from then on there. So the Heat were doing fine. They were scoring great, but like the Hawks were just all of their baskets were threes.
Right.
All of them.
And so from that standpoint, like, is it bad defense?
Yeah.
No, I mean, no.
In the fourth quarter, they shut him down.
You can't defend from 35.
I mean, Trae Young only had 2 points in the fourth quarter. But
okay,
all that was
instead of Kendrick Nunn, who's almost the same size, you put Jones
Derek
Jr.
Jones Jr.
Derek Jones Jr. on him. And now you're shooting over somebody who's 6'8", 6'7"?
A lot of Trae Youngs were like 35 feet, but there were like a lot of DeAndre Hunter wide open threes, and DeAndre Hunter looks really
DeAndre
good.
DeAndre Hunter was insane. He was killing us.
Okay, sometimes guys are good. Like, I'm never, look.
The 23 is still
if
a lot.
Guys get,
Vince
if,
Carter came out hit his first three threes.
Right. If a guy, like, okay, now that's, like, come on. Are you going to?
He was playing in crunch time.
I know, but.
They were going down to Vince Carter. They're like, Vince, take us home, baby.
If you had a choice to guard Vince Carter or Hunter or Trae Young, who you going to leave open?
Vince Carter.
Oh, Vince Carter.
Okay. So if he makes it, you deal with it.
I kind of felt bad for Vince Carter when Vince Carter got when Bam did the old and one over him.
He just looks so old.
I was like, oh, that's disrespectful.
He looks so old.
By the way, we saw that on TV that he got a rousing ovation. Did they do the tribute video to Vince Carter?
A mini one. It wasn't like a crazy one. It was a little brief one. They did show the Alonzo morning dunk that Vince Carter had on. I mean, it's an all-timer.
Yeah.
You think they got the okay from...
From Zoe?
From Zoe?
I don't know.
Zoe, you mind? You mind if we show the dunk where, you know, Vince Carter got you?
I don't think anybody goes up to him.
He said he's a funny guy.
That's
not. You guys don't know me, you know, but I have an amazing sense of humor, you know. You just don't see that side of me.
All of it.
Shout out to Barry Jackson, by the way, who referenced our Zoe interview yesterday on Twitter. He goes, this dude's looking like a prophet. He goes when he was on with us, he goes, he's looking like a prophet. And he was. I mean, like, remember what Zoe was saying? Like, I went back and listened to it yesterday. Maybe we can get that, Robbie, because it's pretty crazy. You can get it during the break because I know we're up against it. But Zoe was saying some stuff like, I think he's going to be the best player on our team. I think he's going to lead us to the promised land, and I think we're going to raise his number to the rafters. And this was all adorable when we were calling him Kemp Jordan. Yeah. But now that he's just Bam Adebayo, holy crap.
You Shaq gave him some love again last night.
He said,
how you show all these highlights and you don't show my man Bam who got a triple-double? No highlights from him.
I kind of felt that yesterday when we got to the locker room with Kendrick Nunn. Like Kendrick Nunn almost had 40, and it was like, yeah, but everybody was excited about Dunk and Bam and Jimmy.
But because he's been doing it, like... He's done that a lot. He scored a lot of points. But
Kendrick Nunn is he feasts on the crap teams.
But is he okay?
He feasts on the crap teams.
Is he leading the team in scoring?
No, I think Jimmy is.
Jimmy is? Okay.
I think Jimmy is. But I would say he's probably third because I don't know. I would say probably if I had to guess, Goran's average is probably second.
Okay.
They're doing these past couple games without Goran making these comebacks.
I saw him warm up a little bit yesterday. He was looking okay. I mean, they didn't do anything like strenuous. It was only pregame shoot around. So, what do you expect him to do out there? But I still don't think he's going to be playing on Friday. I mean,
is he sick?
Who, Goran?
Yeah. No, he's not sick.
He's got the groin.
Justice has the back, and Dion and JJ are quote unquote sick.
I would tell you about a groin, you don't realize how many, you know, for example, Odell Beckham, that could start off as a groin, and then it's a sports hernia because all the muscles are attached. And so it becomes hard. You know, you think it's one injury, and then you start having, you know, problems moving your core. So you have to kind of be careful because with so many muscles attached, you don't know where it is actually, you know, start where it's coming from.
We'll be back with more after this. Get that. Yes, sir. Slip and slide records. Get that. Finna take it to the highs. Just get on up and get that. All of my people all across the world. This song goes. Sorry if I was late, Robbie. I was trying to avoid this in all company email.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I'm still getting used to all the gizmos and gadgets here at the building. I don't use everything that often, you know? So.
Pray to you some of the stuff. Yeah, because you said I don't want to get the company email.
Right. So, you know, I slept here last night. I went and covered the game.
Pulled the move.
And so I decided to pull my move. I slept here yesterday. I pulled up a couple couches in the mezzanine section. And, you know, I couldn't. First of all, I was very wired after yesterday's game. There's a lot of construction in 95, so if I would have gotten home, I would have gotten home by like 1:30. What's the point?
It would have been a quick U-turn.
What's the point? My wife and kids aren't going to see me anyway, so I just decided, you know what? Tonight's a sleep in the building night. So I pulled up on the couch, quite comfy, I gotta say. Much more comfortable than sleeping in the bullpen. That's one plus. So I'm also, you know, I don't have my stuff with me. I don't have my water bottle with me or any of my stuff like that. So I just tried to pour myself a glass of water. And, you know, we still have these stupid rules. Like, we got to use, you know, reusable stuff. We can't use bottles. They don't want to use bottles of water here. Or
plastic
like
cups.
Right. So I have my ceramic mug. I just finished my coffee and then decided to put some water in it.
Oh.
So we have a water purifier.
Right. No, but with the coffee, it doesn't taste like coffee?
No, I washed it out real good.
Okay.
I washed it out real good.
Okay.
So I hit the button and it was going bling bling, and it was going shh. And it got to the top and it wasn't stopping. It's supposed to automatically stop once it gets to the top.
Really? Oh.
And it was like Niagara Falls. It was pouring.
Were you not paying attention?
No. I was paying great attention. And then it was like, it just kept going. And so then I pulled my cup away. And then I started pressing the button again and again and again, trying to get it to stop. And it wouldn't stop. Just kept going. Leroy was overflowing everywhere. So I was I was on my hands and knees in the kitchen, mopping it on up, because I didn't want to get the all company email. I don't want to respect the workplace. Please clean up. Please clean up. What are you, a bunch of children? We get those emails all the time. I can't tell you how fast I delete them. Anyway, we're having a fun day today. We had, it was a nice win yesterday for the Miami Heat. Exciting with these last couple of games. Like, you could argue, hey, you don't want to be in fights with the Bulls and the Hawks. And I would tend to agree with you. But part of the fun has been, one, the game against the Bulls. It was starring your 19-year-old rookie helping you win down the stretch. So. Mm-hmm. That's a big positive. And then this one, you know, just seeing all the big numbers come from everywhere, it's a lot of fun, man. And it was cool to see. It's been cool to see a couple of clutch games for the Heat crowd, you know, kind of to get into it late, because these games have been basically done by the third quarter every time the Heat are stepping
Don't
on
complain.
The floor.
Don't complain.
I'm not complaining. Okay. I'm not complaining. Okay. I'm just saying it is what it is. So you haven't gotten a chance to see what all can right. this home court advantage really be. And I mean, it was getting loud. Just now, by the way, everybody was drunk on Wookiee juice, because it was Star Wars night.
Wookiee
yeah,
juice.
Man, it was. You know what? People love this Star Wars. I gotta say, they really do.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you know what's great?
It is the biggest franchise in the history of movies, right?
Don't tell us, Amber.
Oh yeah, dude. They were doing the Star Wars music leading up every time. Basically, the heroes were involved. It was fun.
It was awesome.
It was fun. They had, like, the guys doing – anytime somebody scored a basket, they had somebody from Media Day, like, doing the old – doing with a lightsaber. So you had, like, Jimmy Butler with the lightsaber. It was fun.
Jax was dressed in a robe.
Jax – how about Ruth?
Yeah, Ruth.
Riley Hunter had the Princess Leia buns.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, I did not see Ron Rossing. Was he still dressed in a suit? Because Ron Rossing doesn't do the
game. No, Rossing was full business.
Because they – I remember on the
he could have been Yoda. Old wise one.
Yeah.
What are you kidding me?
I could see it.
Yoda, they go to him for basketball expertise all the time.
I think he had a better chance of Tommy Tai dressing up for Star Wars.
No.
That's ooh, you know.
That was not. Stop the
Tommy Tai.
You must.
Tommy Tai could be the thing that's next to Jabba the Hutt.
I picture that more being Zaslo.
Zaslo, I think he would, like, you know, when they have the circle of all the Jedi.
Oh yeah, he's in the council.
Yeah, he's in the council, just as an old Jedi.
Well, it was cool. They did. If you were into Star Wars, like those costumes they did yesterday were legit.
Right.
First of all, there was a giant Wookiee.
I know you showed me a picture, but like
he wasn't Chewbacca.
He wasn't Chewbacca. He was just a Wookiee because he had on way too much armor and stuff like that.
He looked like the Joel Embiid of Wookiees, like just. Moving a little slow.
Somebody said plotting. Rothstein looks like Palpatine. Jeez.
God, evil emperor.
You know, that's really, you know, the guy who played him, right? He's the same guy that played him in the original Star Wars. But this time they didn't have to make him up because he was really old. You see, the first movie they made him up, but he was young.
Right.
And the last one.
Okay, yeah.
They didn't have to. He was the same guy, just old.
They didn't have to do that Irishman CGI?
No.
The Irishman CGI.
Did you watch that,
Rodney? I haven't seen it, but it's, I've heard all
no,
the
it's, I got head in Aquaman.
Oh, with Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, I watched this Irishman. Very, very controversial about how, you know, how people felt about it. Mostly because it was 3.5 hours, which
jeez,
not typically done this day. But I gotta say, listen, you gotta respect the legend Martin Scorsese. If anybody gets
all his movies,
hours.
All his movies and Quentin Tarantino movies are forever.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I went to see that. I was like, it's
was any good?
It was okay. It was okay.
Now, see, 3.5 hours can't be okay.
It was okay.
3.5 hours of candy.
Yeah,
be
I thought it was okay. I right. didn't, and yeah. I kind of felt the same way about The Irishman. I think because I'm not of that era, I was captivated by seeing all the stars back.
They always get a bunch of stars in their movies.
Yeah, well, this was Pesci, De Niro, and Pacino all together.
Like Goodfellas.
Yeah, but the only thing is, Pesci and De Niro CGI worked pretty good for them. Pacino,
not so much.
Not so much. Not so much.
They're the only 3-hour movie I can get to. Remember that new King Kong that came out a few years back? I mean, it wasn't the best of movies, but you could like watch it for 3 hours because you're seeing King Kong like rip up dinosaurs' heads. But other than that, I can't sit through a movie for 3 hours.
How long are Star Wars typically? Like 2.5?
Yeah, two and a half tops. But Star Wars, it's actually entertaining. You can get through a Star Wars movie. It's not like, you know, the Irishman where you get 3.5 hours of talking nonstop. I'm sure it was, I mean... You gotta get to the point at some point.
Yeah, it's a lot of talking, but you know, I know if you love that type of era, the JFK and all that stuff, and all that, you know, the conspiracies around it, the mafia, Jimmy Hoffa, and all that storyline. Like, if you're into that, I'm sure you love the movie. I'm not super into all that stuff. Still, like I said, it was entertained. I was obviously captivated by the actors, but. 3.5 hours.
I mean. And I'm sure at one point Gone with the Wind was cool, you know, 4 hours, but now, like, if you've Gone with the Wind, now it's no one's going to sit through that. Come on.
We'll get you caught up on the game last night. Obviously, the Heat had a great performance in overtime. A really, really fun, exciting night. We'll bring you some sound from the locker room as the Heat continue to stay unbeaten at home as they welcome in the Washed King and them bum-ass Lakers on Friday. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.